Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Voltage Effect. How to Make Good Ideas Great and Great Ideas Scale by Johnny List is a nonfiction book about scaling ideas, organizations, and public interventions. Drawing on behavioral economics, field experiments, and practical case studies, List argues that a strong result at small scale does not automatically predict success at larger scale. The central concern of the book is replicability, whether an idea retains its performance when expanded to a broader audience, a larger market, or a more complex operating environment. Rather than treating growth as a simple increase in size, the book examines the conditions under which scale produces real impact and the conditions under which it destroys value. It is written for entrepreneurs, executives, policymakers, educators, and anyone responsible for turning pilot programs or promising prototypes into durable large-scale outcomes. The book stands out by combining economic reasoning with accessible examples from business, public policy, education, and public health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why scale depends on replicability, not just early traction. A core argument in the book is that early success can be misleading if the underlying idea cannot reproduce that success under larger, less controlled conditions. List separates scale from simple expansion and treats replicability as the real test of whether an idea has high voltage. This matters because many projects look strong in a pilot setting, where the audience is self-selected, the environment is unusually favorable, or execution depends on unusual attention. Once the idea is exposed to a broader population, those advantages may disappear. The book therefore encourages readers to ask whether the mechanism behind the initial result is stable enough to survive growth. This is a more demanding standard than enthusiasm or user adoption. It forces decision-makers to examine whether the outcome is driven by generalizable features of the idea, or by temporary circumstances that will not persist at scale. That distinction is one of the book's most important practical contributions. Secondly, the five vital signs as a framework for testing scalability. List organizes his analysis around five measurable vital signs that indicate whether an idea is likely to scale. The details of the framework are less important than the logic behind its scaling, should be evaluated through observable conditions rather than intuition. Each vital sign functions as a diagnostic tool, helping readers identify weak points before they become expensive failures. This approach is useful because many organizations overvalue a single positive indicator and ignore structural flaws elsewhere in the model. A program can look efficient, popular, or impressive in one dimension while still being fragile overall. By insisting that scalable ideas must clear multiple tests, the book creates a more disciplined way to assess risk. The framework is also valuable because it can be applied across sectors. A business model, a government initiative, and a social program may differ in purpose, but they all face the same question: can the idea retain its effect when it moves beyond its original conditions? The five vital signs provide a common language for answering that question. Thirdly, how voltage drops occur when hidden assumptions stop holding. The book explains that many ideas lose effectiveness at scale because the assumptions behind them were never robust in the first place. A voltage drop happens when a program, product, or policy works in a constrained test setting, but weakens as complexity increases. One cause is that the original environment may have contained features that are difficult or impossible to reproduce elsewhere. Another is that growth changes the behavior of the participants, the implementers, or the market itself. List uses this idea to challenge the common belief that scaling is mainly an operational problem. In his view, it is often a conceptual problem. The initial success may have depended on ingredients that were invisible or non-transferable. This is why the book pays close attention to false positives and generalization failures. It warns readers not to treat a positive signal as proof of scalability. Instead, they must identify which parts of the result are causal, which are incidental, and which will weaken once the idea reaches more people. That analytical habit is central to avoiding costly scaling mistakes. Fourthly, why field experiments matter more than intuition or reputation, John A. List draws heavily on field experiments to show how scaling decisions should be grounded in real behavior rather than guesswork. His broader message is that evidence collected in natural settings is more reliable than assumptions made from theory, reputation, or executive optimism. This perspective is especially important because many large initiatives are launched on the basis of persuasive narratives rather than rigorous tests. Field experiments help reveal whether an intervention truly changes outcomes and whether those effects remain stable across different populations. The book's practical value comes from this evidence-first orientation. It does not argue that every idea must be tested endlessly, but it does insist that scaling decisions should be informed by data generated in conditions close to their real world. That makes the book especially relevant for leaders who need to allocate resources carefully. It also explains why the book is unusually cross-disciplinary. The same experimental mindset can guide product launches, education reform, public health campaigns, and organizational design. The method is the message. Lastly, applying scaling lessons across business, policy, education, and public health. One of the book's strengths is that it refuses to confine scalability to startups or corporate growth. List shows that the same logic applies to public policy, schools, nonprofits, and health systems, where the consequences of poor scaling can be even more serious. In business, a weak model may waste capital. In public programs, it can misallocate taxpayer money or create harmful unintended effects. In education and health, it can fail the very people the intervention was meant to help. The book therefore broadens the meaning of scale from market success to societal impact. This broader framing is important because it forces readers to consider the ethical dimension of scaling, not just the commercial one. If an idea is effective only in a narrow setting, expanding it without understanding its limits can produce disappointment or harm. By comparing several sectors, List shows that scalability is a general problem of implementation and evidence, not a niche concern of entrepreneurs. That makes the book unusually useful for readers who work in institutions where outcomes affect large and diverse populations. In conclusion, The Voltage Effect is best suited to readers who need to judge whether an idea can survive growth rather than merely attract attention at an early stage. Entrepreneurs will find a disciplined way to evaluate product market fit beyond the pilot phase. Managers and executives can use its framework to avoid scaling a model that depends too much on exceptional talent, local conditions, or temporary enthusiasm. Policymakers, educators, and nonprofit leaders will benefit from its warning that well-intentioned interventions can fail when extended to larger populations without careful testing. What distinguishes this book from many other books about growth is its analytical precision. It does not rely on generic advice about hustle or vision. Instead, it treats scaling as a measurable problem with identifiable failure modes. Supported by field evidence and economic reasoning, that makes it especially valuable for readers who want a serious framework for deciding when to expand, when to revise, and when to stop. Its strongest contribution is not encouragement, but judgment. It helps readers distinguish ideas that merely look promising from ideas that can genuinely create impact at scale. If you would like to support John A. List, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.